Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Tuesday, September 15th. I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and I'm excited to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And as we get started this morning, I know we've spent a lot of time talking about TikTok selling its U.S. operations, and we finally got a winner. The fast-growing video company accepted Oracle's bid, and the company will be TikTok's partner in the U.S., assuming that the White House and the Committee on Foreign Investment approve the deal. Surprisingly, Oracle beat out several competitors, including Microsoft, which many experts believe would have been a better fit given that the tech giant owns both LinkedIn and Xbox. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, this deal will help Oracle grow its cloud computing business and catch up to market leaders such as Amazon and Google. As of now, TikTok has roughly 100 million users in the U.S., while having almost 690 million worldwide. As a part of the agreement, TikTok will also build its headquarters in the U.S., which will mean 20,000 new jobs as they look to continue growing their footprint. Now, another company expanding very quickly is Amazon. The e-commerce giant plans to hire 100,000 new workers in the U.S. and Canada, bringing their global workforce to nearly 1 million people. Amazon is already the second largest employer in the country after Walmart, and they've committed to paying a minimum wage of $15 to each new employee, and some are even eligible for a $1,000 signing bonus. Now, the reason behind this hiring spree is that Amazon is experiencing record high demand for its products as consumers have shifted towards online shopping amid the global pandemic. The company is also planning to open 100 operational buildings this month, which include fulfillment centers, delivery stations, and sorting sites. Amazon currently has 600 facilities in the U.S., and they will most likely continue to add more, especially for the upcoming holiday season. Now for our third story of the day, Hurricane Sally is heading towards the Gulf Coast, and there is a high chance that it will make landfall in southeastern Louisiana. As of now, the hurricane has been classified as a Category 2 storm with over 100 mile per hour winds. Now, Louisiana is still trying to recover from the aftermath of Hurricane Laura, and according to the NHC, the hurricane could continue to get much stronger. Thankfully, most states that are expected to be impacted are taking a proactive approach as they've ordered mandatory evacuations. President Trump has also approved emergency declarations for Louisiana and Mississippi, which means that FEMA will step in to help provide support. With that in mind, we will keep you updated as the hurricane continues to progress over the next few days. Now, as we make a quick transition over to the sports world, the NFL and many other major professional organizations are back, which is great news for sports bettors. Sports betting is experiencing a dramatic increase, which can be attributed from the pent-up demand stemming from the COVID-19 lockdown. Currently, 22 states have legalized the industry, and according to a survey from the American Gaming Association, 33 million Americans plan to gamble on the NFL this year. Prior to the pandemic, the sports betting industry was expected to bring in $1.6 billion in revenue this year, but experts believe that number will shrink to anywhere between $650 to $950 million. Now for our last story today, billionaire hedge fund manager Stephen Cohen has reached an agreement to purchase the New York Mets. Assuming the MLB approves the deal, the transaction will be valued between $2.4 to $2.5 billion, and it will be the most expensive sale for a professional sports franchise in North America. Now, Mr. Cohen did beat out Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez for the deal, but he is considered somewhat of a controversial figure. His former firm, SAC Holdings, pled guilty to insider trading in 2013, and as a result, they had to pay a fine of $1.8 billion. Lastly, fun fact for all you Billions fans out there, the show's protagonist, Bobby Axelrod, is loosely based off of Stephen Cohen. Anyways, folks, that's all we have for you today. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we will catch you bright and early Wednesday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.